What's going on, y'all? This is your host, Brother Ben Ra. How y'all doing tonight? What's going on? Special shout out to everybody out in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, everybody that's listening to Current Discussions. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for listening at all times. I want to thank everybody who checks in on TuneIn Radio, checks in on all of the podcast platforms that listen to Current Discussions. You know, I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for listening tonight. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about why I didn't go in hard on R. Kelly. You know, somebody tried to get at me in the email and said, man, you should have went harder. You know what I'm saying? Why you ain't just touching the situation? You know, you know, he's this, that, and the third. You know, we need to stand up and we need to say this and that. So I'm going to address that. Plus, we're going to talk about the decisions that we make. Part two. You know, I did a decisions we make part one. And this is going to be the part two. You know, this is basically, I think it's very important to talk about the decisions we make and how it affects our present and our future. You know what I mean? Let's go. Special shout out. Thank you, Charlotte, for listening. Special shout out. Let's go. All right. What's he doing over there? All right. This is your host, Brother Ben Ra, Current Discussions, man. Okay. I received an email basically stating, I'm just, you know, basically stating why I didn't get into it. You know, I should have really gotten into it, you know, a little bit harder than I did. And I just kind of breezed through it. You know, do people like myself and others, you know, do we pretty much approve of what happened, you know, with R. Kelly or whatever? You know, do we approve of it or do we believe that he did, that he didn't do it, you know? And pretty much, you know, that's our problem as men, you know, we don't believe. Let me tell you something, man. First of all, the situation with this brother, R. Kelly, is a very complex situation, man. There's been a lot going on with the brother for years, you know, as far as that stamp that has been on his back, you know, as somebody that was like a pedophile or somebody that, you know, had this fetish kind of for young girls, like 13 years old or so. Now, I don't think I really ever believed that, simply because, one, I felt like with him being the mega star that he became, and I'm talking about specifically after the first trial, the first situation that he got into with the videotape that sounds like the videotape they're talking about now. When that situation happened and he was, I guess he was acquitted, or I think the ladies didn't testify. You know, they didn't testify and he wind up beating that case, right? So if that was the situation, I wouldn't be out here looking at nobody. I'm doing my music. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think he said in his head, that he's just going to focus on his music and get himself going. And that's exactly what he did, man. He was coming out with hit after hit after hit after hit. So, you know, in my head, this is my thinking now. If you're the type of person that is a mega producer, a writer, you know, a really great musician, why would you jeopardize all that success by going up to the public school, junior high school, to find young chicks? I mean, you know, if you're going to go up there to, you know, to say hi to everybody and, you know, just show up and let everybody see you and, you know, you're trying to make the young people's happy and make their day, that's another thing. But if you're just going up there just to play with young girls, I don't know if I actually believe that story. I'm not too sure. And as far as him having young girls in his crib, holding them hostage, and from what I understand, he was holding them hostage for years, or, you know, from a certain age up to right now, presently. If that was the case, where in the hell were the parents? You know, if that was a situation with me, dog, it's going to go to the streets because of the fact that You got my child in a place, and you know what I mean? You just sitting up there holding my kid hostage? No, there's definitely we going to the streets with that. That's automatic. But you gonna wait all this time? Like, you know, I mean, to me, I just think there's more to this than what is being told. That's what I think. There's more to this than what's being told. And I just think that we all need to sit back and just wait it out and see what occurs. I mean, I've heard a whole bunch of stuff about, you know, him and his issue with the record companies to, you know, an alleged, you know, piece of clothing somebody had for over 10 years with his DNA on it. And I mean, really? Are you serious, dog? Like, my whole thing is we need to wait this out. We need to figure out what's going on here. Okay? And I think that I'm glad that it did come to a head. It should have came to a head. Because he's had this cloud over his head for many years. No matter, you know, what type of songs he did, in the back of everybody's mind was that videotape. So, you know, all of this needs to come to a head now, and it needs to be put to rest. You know what I mean? If he's guilty, totally guilty, then, you know, he's going to get do what's due to him. But if he's innocent, then, you know, I hope that whoever it played a part in trying to put him behind bars, I hope they go behind bars. Because, you know, people lie, man. People lie all the time. Nobody's given a green light to, you know, anybody being raped or sexually assaulted. But what I'm saying is people lie. Men and women lie. People lie. So that's why it's important for you to go to court. It's important for you to have your day. So this way, you know, the lies and the truth, you know, everything can come out. I mean, that's the way it is, man. You gotta make sure that you get everything out in the open, man. You can't keep living like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that man just can't keep living like that, man. It's gotta come out. Everything gotta come out, man. Does anybody remember the Central Park jogger case? Does anybody remember that case? The case of the five boys who were accused of brutally beating and raping a white woman in Central Park? I'm sure some of y'all do remember this. I just said this in my podcast, my most recent podcast. Y'all could check out with the interview with the Rhyme Inspector, MC Percy P, and the Queen Joy Cook, who is also having a skating event coming up on Wednesday. It's called the Skate for Soldiers. Okay? I want y'all to check that out. Skate for Soldiers. It's gonna be at the skating ring over there on Indian Trail. Right, you come down Independence Boulevard as if you're going towards Monroe, and you'll find the skating ring over on your right hand side. All right, it's right across from the big Walmart over there. Anyway, the Central Park jogger case was the case that did it for me, that made me realize that you can't believe everything that you read, you can't believe everything that comes from the news. You can't believe so-called witnesses. You can't believe law enforcement, period. You can't believe nobody. You just got to wait and see how it all folds out. What makes sense and what doesn't make sense. And sometimes the truth doesn't even come out until years later. Like in the case of the Central Park case, when these kids were accused of raping this woman, and then come turn around, they get put in jail for the crime that they didn't even commit. They gave videotape confessions of the crime, putting themselves at the crime scene, identifying who did what, when they did it, how they did it, who lifted up her dress, who took her panties off, who did all. I mean, they went into detail in some instances as to who did what. And they were forced by law enforcement to give a videotape confession to a crime that they did not even commit. Anybody remember that? I mean, you had a whole lot of black people in an uproar over these kids based on what they heard on the news, based on what somebody said, some newscaster, some radio personality, even some podcasters got on the air just blasting these kids, blasting them for real, based on the so-called evidence and all this information that came forth from law enforcement. Or as they say, law enforcement sources and all of this, you know, stuff. And then come to find out they didn't even do the damn crime. You find out years later that none of the semen matched any of the kids. And then we found out that there was someone in jail. While they were all locked up, this person was also locked up, who admitted to a very similar crime that, you know, that he beat somebody up in the park or whatever, raped them. He admitted it to another prisoner. And that's pretty much how these kids wound up being free, because when they took his semen and things of that nature, it matched the semen that was on her body that was on the scene. And that's how the kids wound up being freed. Donald Trump took out, I don't know how many page article in one of the media outlets, whether it was the newspaper or a magazine. And he was blasting these kids at the time, saying that they were wilding and they were thugs and animals. I mean, he tried to make black youth look like they were nothing, just, you know, just the criminal element of the city. Now, when these kids got out of jail, I wonder if anybody apologized to them. Because, you know, we love to run our mouth and blame people for all kinds of crap based on what we hear, based on what we believe. This is why I say you gotta wait and just figure things out for yourself, man. You can't sit up there and just believe everything you hear. Because that means that people become guilty until proven innocent. They're not innocent until proven guilty because you believe that they did it. We got to wake up, man. We got to wake up and we got to think a little bit better. And we got to stop with the nonsense. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. We need to stop with the nonsense. And we need to think a little bit more clearer and stop being so emotional and being so ready to throw people under the bus, especially our own people. Now, let me make this clear for those who may not understand what I'm talking about. And, you know, who is this dude? Who did? What he talking about? He don't believe? No. I'm not saying that people don't be out here raping and killing people, robbing people, sexually abusing or molesting people. That happens. People do that. Well, no one's saying that's not done. No one's saying that we don't respect women. We don't respect the black woman, and it's hard for somebody to believe the black woman and blah, blah, blah. Nobody's saying that, man. If dude actually did the crime, then his ass need to go to jail, plain and simple. I mean, that's just the bottom line. But you got to go to court, man. You got to figure out who's lying, who's telling the truth, because this is just a sticky situation. And this is something that's been over, this dark cloud has been over his head for many, many years. So maybe with going to court, you know, over this situation now can clear the field about a lot of different things. So hopefully that can take place. And, you know, if he's guilty of something, then those people who he actually hurt can get justice. But if the fix is on, and if they're able to figure out if there's a fix and people are trying to frame him and make him appear to be one thing when he really isn't, then that's going to come out. That's going to come out, and that's going to be clear. And then justice could be due for him. That's all we can do right now. But if we keep going with the back and forth about this, that, and the third stuff that you don't know about, you're going to be driving your own ass crazy. Just remember, think about the Central Park Five, man. And when I say that, I say you can't believe everything the media says. You can't. You just got to wait till things play out. That's the reason for me bringing that up, because it's countless examples of people who lie. Men lie. Women definitely lie, too. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So you just got to wait and see what happens. Wait for the evidence to come forth so we can see what's what. That's my mindset. That's the way I feel about it. Okay, now I hope I got some clear understanding to, you know, the person that actually said to me, hey, man, you know, you should have went all in. I'm not going to sit up there and bash a bunch of people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just basically saying, look, we need to see what happened. Plain and simple. I'm not going to ride that train, you know, of the media of just, you know, blaming everybody and just assuming that this person is who they are, who the media says they are. We don't know until they have their day in court. And even when they have their day in court, just remember, sometimes the truth don't come out in the courtroom either. Sometimes lies reign supreme until years later you find out, oh, wow, they didn't bring this evidence in. They didn't allow this person to testify. Oh, so now when all of this comes out, about 10 years later, we realize that someone is innocent. It happens all the time. Come on, y'all know. We're going to come right back. We're going to come back with we're going to come back with the second piece of this. It's going to be real quick. We're going to talk about the decisions that we make, you know, how it can have an effect on our future, on our present. You know, we got to get it right, right? Let's go. People, the time. Yes, yes, yes. Your host, Brother Ben Ra, Current Discussions. I just wanted to talk about the decisions we make, right? This is part two of a podcast that I did at some point, I think maybe sometime last year, you know, the decisions we make. I remember when I was coming up, you know, trying to do this music thing, and you know, I had a few people, you know, ride with me. You know, shout out to Brucey B. Excuse me, B Boogie. I'm sorry, my man, B Boogie. I'm sorry about that. My man, B Boogie. And we had what was called the System Fresh Crew at one time. You know, had Everlasting, John Bay, CeCe, my man, Kami Lewis, you know, CeCe, and myself. You know, I came later on. Then my man Ev, he kind of like, you know, he left the scene, and it was just me, John Bay, and CeCe, you know. Shout out to Left Rack City, you know what I mean. We had something called the System Fresh Crew, and then you know, later on we kind of like teamed up with my man Sebo, and you know, B Boogie, and you know, we tried to formulate like some sort of a big crew. That, you know, our intentions was to come out of Left Rack and do our thing, you know. That was our intentions. Before we, you know, heard of anybody else trying to do it, we was definitely trying to do it, you know. And, you know, shout out to everybody, from you know, who came out of Left Rack doing their thing, Nori, everybody, you know what I'm saying? But we was trying to do it too, man. We was trying to do our thing as well. And I do remember there was a time in my history where I connected with Big Beat Records. And at this time, it was just me and my partner B Boogie at the time, my man Bruce Spooner. You know, we was trying to get something done, you know. And through my cousin, Percy P, the Rhyme Inspector, you know, shout out to him. I had got this opportunity to go to Big Beat Records to try to see if we can get us a deal. And, you know, sat at the table with Stretch Armstrong. He listened to all the music that I had, right? And shout out to Stretch Armstrong, you know. And he told me, he said, "Hey, man, out of all the joints that I hear, I like this one right here. And I like this one right here. And I like this one." Everything that had me on it, right? And he wanted to offer me a deal, you know. And, you know, I was like, wow, you know. He was like, "Yeah, we'll offer you a deal." But I remember telling him that I just wanted to have a group deal, like me and my boy. I didn't want one just by myself. It's like, nah, you know, we're just going to offer you and your, you know, just you a deal. You could bring your boy on later on. So I remember going back, you know, to the hood, and I was telling, you know, my man, you know, what the deal was or what have you. And he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. So he got very, very upset with me. And, you know, the rumor went around that, oh, you know, B trying to take a deal behind my back. You know, and I wasn't trying to take a deal. You know, if I wanted to take it, I would have taken it. You know, I wouldn't have said anything to nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I felt a certain kind of way because, you know, I'm a loyal person and I wanted to, you know, I wanted all of us to come out together. So I didn't take the deal at all. And I remember him looking at me saying, yo, are you sure you don't want to do that? Like, you could bring your boy on, you know, later on. And I said, nah, you know, I want us to come out together. If we can't come out together, then I just can't come out. You know what I mean? What a crazy mistake I made. So to this day, I'm still suffering behind that. You know what I mean? And I say that to say, you know, and that's just one example. But I say that to say, you know, you got to be able to think a little bit deeply, you know, a little bit more deeper. Sometimes, you know, you can have good intentions, but those good intentions can wind up making you miserable. I could have made the better decision just by taking the deal, even though people would have thought any way they would have thought, I would have been the one to come out and then bring everybody else on. But because I felt like I wasn't being loyal if I would have taken the deal, I decided not to take it. So I think about it all this time, man. Like even like right now to this day, I still think about that from time to time. Because I say, man, I could have been in a better place in certain areas of my life if I would have taken that deal. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes decisions that you make can definitely affect your future. You know, and you want to make sure that you make the right decisions in your lifetime. Make the right decisions, not the wrong ones. You know what I mean? And really, that's just one example of many examples of how I made certain mistakes in life. You know what I'm saying? Decision-wise. What's going on? All right. Shout out to everybody in the New York City area. Shout out to everybody in the Philly area, Jersey. Yeah, man. I mean, it's very important to make sure that we think clearly before we make certain decisions, man. You don't want to go out there as a teenager and you start running with the wrong crowd. And you start making all of these crazy decisions because you want to be a part of the crowd. You want to be liked. You want to be loved. I mean, if you're doing the right thing and you're not loved or liked, then you need to change the crowd that you're hanging around. No, the bottom line is you want to be able to do right by yourself and you want to be able to be a positive reflection to those that are around you, and especially your parents. You want to show your parents that, you know, you try your best to obey their rules and you try to think on a more straight path. You don't want to be out here robbing and stealing. You don't want to be out here killing people and terrorizing your community, because I'm sure that a lot of you have parents that never taught you to do that. They never taught you to be running out here selling drugs, shooting people, robbing people, disrespecting women. They never taught you that. So you shouldn't be out there performing like an animal in the streets every day, because that's really not who you are. That's not how none of us are. And a lot of times you can make a decision that can cost you some sort of level of suffering for the rest of your life. You go out there, you commit a crime. Now, depending on the type of crime you commit, that can have an effect on your life. that can have an effect on whether or not you get certain types of jobs where you could be able to make a decent living. It can affect the type of, you know, woman that you bring into your life. You know, because, you know, you're going to get old one day, or you're going to get older. You know what I'm saying? And you want to be able to be in a comfortable position where you could take care of yourself and take care of your family. Because you will have a family. Every one of us will have a family. Now, how could you take care of your family if you got certain types of felonies and stuff on your record, which prevents you from getting the type of jobs that you need to secure in order to be, you know, the support system for your family? You know, we got to do better, man. We got to make better decisions, man. And I'm sending this message out to all of our brothers and sisters. Please make better decisions in our lives. Let's do it. So we can make, you know, our communities stronger and safer, so we could have better lives as individuals. We'll be able to take care of our families. We'll be able to have a great relationship in our life. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's my message for the night, man. This is your host, Brother Ben Ra. I like to say peace and love to everybody out there. And, you know, if you know somebody that's out there struggling and, you know, they're having an issue or issues, you know, with life, you know, man, give them a shout out, man. Show them some love. Call them. Ask them if they're doing okay. You know, if they're out there struggling to find that job, they can't find it, you know, try to help them out. See what you could do. You know, shout out to all of those that's out there struggling and you trying to make ends meet. You know, you got backed up child support, whatever it might be. Shout out to you. It's going to get better. Don't worry about it. Everything will be okay. You know, just keep pushing. Keep pushing, man. Somebody will hire you and you'll be able to get yourself back on your feet and be on the pathway to improvement. Okay, this is your host, Brother Ben Ra. Peace and love.